This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington, where thousands of Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers here and thousands more around the country could walk off the job this morning if they don't get a new contract. Here's KOVR-TV's Julie Watts.
Kaiser employees have been complaining of being overworked, understaffed, and underpaid. Meanwhile, Kaiser says it leads total compensation in every market and is offering guaranteed across-the-board wage increases, along with a $23 minimum wage in California.
Five people have been wounded in a shooting at Morgan State University in Baltimore, says CBS News Baltimore reporter Kelsey Kushner.
We did watch officers, go door to door inside that dorm building, clearing each area, talking to the student maybe for a second. The student would have their hands up. They'd do a sweep of the room and then they would leave. And we saw, students kind of come out of the building with their hands up.
The victims suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Police say they're looking for the shooter. The federal government will test the National Emergency Alert System on radio and television stations and on your cell phone today.
A nationwide test of the Federal Emergency Alert System will be broadcast at 2:20 p.m. Eastern. And since not everyone will be home at that time, Wade Whitmer with FEMA explains why the test is now on cell phones too.
While people may be tuned in to radio and television in the evening, they weren't necessarily tuned in throughout the daytime to be able to receive a warning.
As for what you'll get,
there's tones at the beginning of that alert that is followed by an audio message.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
And no, you cannot opt out of the alert. Now that Kevin McCarthy's been removed as Speaker of the U.S. House, who will get the job? CBS's Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
There has been talk about some of the former Speaker's top deputies, anyone ranging from Steve Scalise, Tom Emmer. All of that is just speculation right now. And talking to a lot of members too ahead of this vote, I don't know that they have a clear person that they would like to see in this job, which may explain why they may take a few days to try to find some clarity around this.
Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar has returned to work after being carjacked by three armed attackers outside his apartment in Washington Monday night. CBS's Nicole Skanga says he's the second member of Congress to be attacked this year.
This carjacking occurring just 8 months after Minnesota Congresswoman Angie Craig was assaulted on an elevator in her D.C. apartment building.
At least 21 people have been killed, 18 injured in a bus crash near Venice, Italy. The bus was carrying foreign tourists, including Ukrainians, when it fell from an elevated street on the mainland just northwest of Venice. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
It's Wednesdays, that means Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line and in full effect.
I think that the caller is right to be very suspicious. So we need to kind of hold both thoughts at once. Let's see if there's something there about Robin Voss being afraid and backing down, but let's be prepared for the idea this is all a ruse.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Dan Knotel, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Says Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbush Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbush.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh, along with the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is now Tuesday, October 3rd, 2023. Welcome in on a Tuesday. Appreciate you having us along with you across the state of Wisconsin and across the world on the Civic Media app. If you have not gotten, have you not? Try that again, Todd. Take two. If you have not gotten the Civic Media app, that's what he's trying to say. Now would be, you know, an outstanding day to do so. And we're going to talk more about this in hour two. But there are several reasons, Mr. Zommers. And one of the breaking news stories, maybe not to some, but if you enjoy Badger sports, breaking across the wires today, this morning, the Big Ten. And again, don't blame the Badgers directly for this, because it was a Big Ten decision. Former Commissioner Warren, who now is running the Chicago Bears. So that might tell you something right there about what's going on.
Very successful, very skilled individual,
yes.
I'm sure.
Yes. The Big Ten has announced that five of the key Wisconsin men's basketball games will not be available over broadcast television. And they will not even be available via your cable or satellite television. In order to see five of the Big Ten's biggest games involving the Wisconsin Badgers this year, you're going to have to buy Peacock. What is Peacock, you might ask? It's the streaming service for NBC. They have announced that the five of the biggest games are going online, which I'm a little hot about right now, if you can't tell.
My personal opinion about all these streaming services, there's just too many. And I understand it, because before, you'd buy a cable package, you'd pay $1 billion a month, right? Because you're paying for all of them. It's just not split out like that.
Exactly.
But now we're so used to there just being Netflix or just Hulu and then the two. And now there's so many more because everyone wants a piece of that action. I do respect them not wanting to have to go through Netflix or Disney or whatever to be able to get people to see their shows, but they can't all be $10-15 a month.
I know. It's nuts. So anyway, we'll talk about that. Also, if you want to watch the Badger football game this weekend against Rutgers, incidentally, I'm going to the game here at Camp Randall, homecoming, again, Peacock. But you know where you can listen to the games for free? Won't cost you a dime? Right here on Civic Media. All you got to do is download the Civic Media app. It'll be available over the air, both this weekend's game, the football game with Matt LePay and Mark Tauscher, and also the basketball games later on this year. Brian Butch has been announced as the color analyst, along with Matt LePay, on the play-by-play call for Wisconsin men's basketball. You can hear all those Badger sports if you listen on WRCE, in Richland Center, WRJN in Racine and Kenosha, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and WLAK in Amory. You can listen to them over the air if you're in one of those areas of the state.
But if you say, geez, Todd, I live, you know, in Green Bay, or I live in Wausau, well, we've got you covered. All you got to do is download the Civic Media app, and you can stream those games with Matt LaPay and Mark Tauscher and Matt LaPay and Brian Butch, respectively, for free on the Civic Media app. So if you haven't done it, now is a great time. Just go to your Android or Apple device, open it up, go to your app store, and download, put in C-I-V-I-C, Civic, like civics class. Download that, the Civic Media app. It'll pop up. It'll take less than a minute. You've heard me say this before. It is free. What Gail King at CBS calls a deal. And you download the Civic Media app. And then when you open up your phone, you'll have all the stations. And you can go to any one of those. Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin Rapids, Amory. And just click that. And you can listen to the Wisconsin Badger sports for free. I'm telling you, more, not just because I work in the genre, but more and more, I mean, radio has always been a bargain. But now, more than ever before, you don't have to pay a dime more. You can listen to the Badgers right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. So that's coming up in hour two. We'll get into that and take your phone calls on that. Coming up this hour, our friend and ongoing contributor, Trygve Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, is in town just a few blocks away, finishing up a lunch, I understand. And he is going to join us live in studio for the first time, and he'll be here live. We're going to talk to Trygve. Some big news going on out in Washington, D.C. today as the House Republicans, led by Trumpite Matt Gaetz, is going to call for a vote on Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House of Representatives. Technically, it's a vote to vacate the chair.
In a shocking move that nobody could have seen coming. Right.
And of course, Kevin McCarthy's big offense is that he crossed the line and worked with Democrats to keep the government open. That's his big offense. And breaking news, we're going to come back and tell you about it on the other side. Breaking news by Hakeem Jeffrey, the Democratic leader in the House of Representatives, has announced moments ago what Democrats are going to do in this vote to vacate the chair. We'll read you the verbatim quote from Hakeem Jeffries when we come back. I'll give you a hint. Kevin McCarthy needs some help. Take your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. More on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry. Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs. They're a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs.
So do I.
The one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude. I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast today with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs around 77, winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 55. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 71. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Wherever it might lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tattle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. Exciting day here at Civic Media as our friend Trevi Olson is in the house and will be joining us here in just a minute. Again, to tell you what is happening here out in Washington, D.C. at this hour, pretty big news because a lot of people wondered what would happen here, right? What would actually happen at the end of the day with Kevin McCarthy and the House Democrats? Because there is a motion to vacate the chair, as they say. And what that really means is it's a vote on Kevin McCarthy, whether or not they're going to keep him or not. And the big offense by Kevin McCarthy is that he crossed over and worked with Democrats to help save a government shutdown, to actually keep government going. Our expert on politics, Trevi Olson, joins us here in the studio. For those watching on the stream, this is very exciting. Very exciting. Trevi, there's your chair right there. He's been wandering on State Street. Well, here's the deal. As a media company, you would think we could communicate fairly well, but no, there is no signage actually outside. No, we're incognito.
It's hard to find, I can assure you.
Yeah, just kind of bring the mic down. Gerald was eating it. You got to get pretty close to it.
All right, I'm good too.
Look at that. See? So how you been, Trevi?
I've been good.
So we were just talking about, and for those that don't know, maybe have not listened before, Trevi, like me, a native of Wisconsin. He grew up in River Falls in northwest Wisconsin. Like me, a longtime Republican, like me, left the party for his own reasons. And now is the senior advisor with the Lincoln Project. Worked for people like John McCain and Mitch McConnell out in D.C. Knows a lot of the insights. And again, to set this up, Kevin McCarthy crossed over because he needed Democratic votes in order to keep government running over the weekend. Right. And Matt Gaetz, a Trumpified, decided that, hey, I'm going to follow through. They tried to do this on Saturday, but the person who was in the chair is an ally of McCarthy. Mm-hmm. And Gaetz tried to call for a vote on Saturday, and they just slammed the gavel and adjourned.
Right.
And so now what's happened is Matt Gaetz has said, look, I'm going to get rid of you because you worked with Democrats. And so they've called this vote to vacate the chair for today. A lot of people thought that maybe there was a deal with Hakeem Jeffrey and the Democrats to keep Kevin McCarthy here. But moments ago, Hakeem Jeffrey, the Democratic leader in the House, put out a five-page statement, kind of, and you boil it all down, you get to the last paragraph here. Here's what it says, the statement by Hakeem Jeffries. Quote, House Democrats remain willing to find common ground on an enlightened path forward. Unfortunately, our extreme Republican colleagues have shown no willingness to do the same. It is now the responsibility of the GOP members to end the House Republican civil war. Given their unwillingness to break from MAGA extremists in an authentic and comprehensive manner, House Democratic leadership will vote yes on the pending Republican motion to vacate the chair.
Yeah.
That ain't good news if you're Kevin McCarthy.
Not good news for Kevin McCarthy. Truth of the matter is, Kevin McCarthy made an error at the start of all of this. He could have gotten himself elected. Remember how much time it took him to get elected Speaker? Took him several votes. And he was so proud. 15 or 16, I don't quit, whatever. What he should have done from the start, if he truly cared about the institution, now he's saying, oh, for the good of the institution, Democrats have to vote with me. What he should have done from the start is said, for the good of the institution, I'm going to have to create a compromise whereby Democrats, we all go along. Mm. He didn't want to do that. He didn't want to do that because he would have to answer for, I think, him knowing and talking out of both sides of his mouth as it related to January 6th, right?
Right.
And so Kevin McCarthy is a victim of two things, Kevin McCarthy and his willingness to appease himself at the altar of Donald Trump. Who are we seeing Donald Trump speak up and say, we need to back Kevin, my Kevin? Mm. No. Because that's what happens, right? When you make a deal with the devil, eventually you have to pay the consequences.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's good that Jeffries told him to go pound sand.
Your boss at the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson, who has been on our show, of course, at the Republican debate down in Milwaukee here last month, put out a video statement a few minutes ago. And Mr. Zomer, I think we have this queued up. This is Rick Wilson a few minutes ago on his take of what's about to happen in Washington, D.C.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. I just wanted to say to Kevin McCarthy, see ya. He can only lose 4 votes. Right now, the punch bowl vote count is 4 votes. Is all McCarthy can lose. So you're asking yourself, why is this happening? It's the scorpion stinging the frog. It's the addiction to chaos. It's Matt Gaetz and this clown car caucus inside the MAGA Republican Party that really believes it's better to shut down the government, lose the speakership, to close down the world, and to put their majority, their thin majority, at stake in 2024 than it is to accept 2 things: Ukraine funding and the continuation of American government. Those 2 things are what they hate with the obvious passion, but what they're really doing this for is their addiction to the chaos. There is not a Republican Party. It does not believe in anything. It does not believe in limited government, the Constitution, the rule of law, strong national defense, anything else. All they are doing now is performative chaos. Matt Gaetz is the chief architect of that this week and today. But Kevin's learning a very valuable lesson. The alligator is always hungry. You can throw fried chicken at it off the end of the dock all day long and feed it. But when you run out of fried chicken, it crawls up on the dock and eats you. So Kevin right now has at least one leg in the alligator's mouth. He's almost certainly going to go down this afternoon. If he survives, he only survives by the forbearance of a few insane people who will have made some crazy side deal with him. And I promise you, anything that comes after Kevin McCarthy will be an order of magnitude worse than Kevin McCarthy. And that, my friends, is saying a lot. Talk to you soon.
Tracy, you've seen a lot. Rick Wilson's probably seen him a little bit more than you and I combined. What's your take on Rick's take on what's happening in the house?
Well, Rick knows a lot about alligators because he has a lot of alligators in his backyard. So there's that.
He does.
Yeah.
Down of the Florida guy. So
Florida guy. Yep. Probably occasionally uses him for target practice, actually, if they get too close. You know, the only thing, here's what I think. I think he's right that if Kevin McCarthy survives, there's going to be side deals cut. I would agree with him on that. Mm-hmm. I would agree with him on there's a likelihood that it is somebody magnitudes worse than Kevin McCarthy. I also think there's the possibility, and this is the optimist in me, or maybe the patron saint of lost causes. I do think, and I would do this if I were the Democrats. I mean, I'd basically start working sort of more moderate Republicans and saying, you know what? There's an easy way that you can get a speaker elected. That speaker should be named either Liz Cheney or Fred Upton. Right. And we'll be happy to vote for any of them in mass to be speaker. Here's our terms. And they should make their terms more reasonable than what the crazy on the right is giving them. And, you know, could that happen? Maybe. Will it happen? Probably not. But, yeah, I mean, generally, I think Rick is spot on. This is what happens when you lay your head down on the mantle of MAGA, right? Like, right. Kevin McCarthy made this bed. Now he's going to get kicked out of it.
And just to refresh people's memories, because we went through the course of that big speaker election, as Trivi said earlier, when this all started, you do not have to be, according to the Constitution, you do not have to be a member of the House of Representatives to be elected Speaker of the House.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if they get rid of McCarthy if you don't have Gaetz and these people saying we need to elect Donald Trump as Speaker of the House, right?
Right. Like, I mean, that could be, but your point, Liz Cheney is, quote, she is qualified
she could
to
be
Speaker.
Yeah, I mean, you could be Speaker of the House, Todd. Right.
Would that be a treat?
It would be a house. I mean, anybody can be Speaker of the House. I think you have to be a natural born citizen, right? Probably, yep. And over a certain age, mm-hmm. Probably have to qualify to be a member of Congress. But, you know, this is a pickle that Republicans who have appeased have made for themselves. Mm-hmm. And I was just saying to somebody over lunch, what is happening with Kevin McCarthy is not that different than what's happening with Robin Voss on impeachment and and redistricting. Yeah. It is literally the same thing playing out. And, you know, for those of us on the pro-democracy side, we have to drive a wedge between them. This is not a bad thing. This is a good thing. We need to just be reminding Americans who and conservatives, this is what happens when everything is given to the fidelity to Donald Trump.
If you have a question for Trigvi Olson, who's been out there in D.C. before and continues to have a lot of contacts, or anything on your mind in terms of what's happening in Congress and the vote to vacate the chair, will Kevin McCarthy survive? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Mark from the SAC. Mark, what say you? Mark, are you there? Go ahead. Yep, we got you now. Go ahead.
Yeah, sir. I'm here.
Yep, go ahead.
You got me? Yeah. What's fascinating here is that Matt Gaetz is leading the charge for this. And hadn't I heard earlier this week that there are efforts made to eject Matt Gaetz from the House of Representatives because of his various activities? And if I remember right, he was actually seeking a pardon for the federal charges against him. And you don't do that unless you're guilty. I mean, accepting a pardon means acceptance of guilt. If I remember right, Don Siegelman, back from, I think, was Alabama that he was governor of, and he got sent to prison, and he maintained his innocence all along, never received a pardon, and then I think part of the reason he never received a pardon, he says, I don't want to receive a pardon because I'm not going to admit that I was guilty of the political corruption that he was, you know, accused of. But here, Matt Gaetz, essentially, by requesting that pardon, he admitted guilt of the sex crime that he was accused of. So it's just amazing that the Republicans allow these MAGAs who have, you know, engaged in behavior that would have got members ejected from the House of Representatives. They're not going to do it because of their loyalty to MAGA rather than the country itself. I mean, that McCarthy actually did his duty to the country in actually getting a deal through, because there's nothing in the Constitution that your loyalty is to party rather than to the country itself. As far as my read of the Constitution is, because at the time the Constitution was written, there was not actually political parties. There was different factions, and Washington warned us against the dangers of entrenched factions that he saw forming up. Mm-hmm. So I mean that it would be nice to get a moderate in there as speaker, but I don't know that we're going to see with the MAGA crowd apparently holding the reins and McCarthy unwilling to just stand up to them and say, this is not what I'm going to do. My duty is to the country, not to the mega faction of the Republican Party.
Mark, appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Mark from the SAC. Trigvi, interesting point. Gaetz, to Mark's point, Gaetz was trying to get rid of him as well.
I think at this point you have a circular firing squad to some degree.
Right.
And I think, honestly, if you're Jeffries and the Democrats and they're all shooting each other, just stand, let them watch and do that for a little bit. I think at the end of the day, who knows what comes after this?
And that's the point. Off the text line, WAUK, we've got Steve from Milwaukee. Who comes next? Who will replace McCarthy if he's ousted today? We'll ask Trigvi his opinion on that. Take your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Tens of thousands of Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers say they'll walk off the job this morning if they don't have a new contract. Lisa Schneit's husband is a Kaiser patient with terminal cancer.
Those nurses could not move any faster if they tried. In some cases, I've seen them run from one patient to the next. I think whatever they're asking for, they should get.
Police are looking for whoever shot and wounded students on the campus of Morgan State University in Baltimore last night. City Police Commissioner Richard Worley.
We know there's a total of 5 victims, ages 18 to 22. We believe all have non-life-threatening injuries at this time. There are 4 males and 1 female.
Classes are canceled today. Former Speaker of the U.S. House Kevin McCarthy says he's not a candidate for the job after being removed on Tuesday.
I will not run for Speaker again. I'll have the conference pick somebody else.
It's the first time in American history a House Speaker has been removed from office. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, it was Sam's first day flying solo because Aaron said he was going bear hunting. Aaron's not here this morning.
He's
so
not.
It's either Aaron doesn't need to be here or Aaron's been eaten by a bear.
Gosh, I'd sure hope that Aaron hasn't been eaten by a bear.
Well, he's not there. Now I'm just afraid that if we ring up his phone somewhere out there, Mrs. Bear is going to elbow Mr. Bear and go, is your tummy rumbling?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Under the helmet with the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and 3 TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my God. I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far this segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Kevin McCarthy survive as Speaker of the House? That is the question of the afternoon. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it's now 1:33 on Tuesday, October 3rd. Mr. Zommer's on the board. Trigvi Olsen, our ongoing contributor and friend, not via stream. But here he is live and in person. He really exists.
I do exist. I'm not AI.
No, you're not. No, you're not AI. Did you see that thing about Tom Hanks a couple of days ago?
Where I did not
an AI but... Tom Hanks is like pitching a dental program and he goes, that is not me. That has nothing to do with me.
It's kind of scary.
It's very scary. And we've talked about this before, not to get off on too much of a tangent, but I mean, this is the kind of stuff that's coming in 2024 to politics, both could be radio and verbal or online ads or television or what have you, where AI creates voices or video that looks eerily similar to the real person saying fake things, deep fakes, they call them.
Yeah. I mean, the deep fake thing is real. The video, I mean, certainly for outside actors, right? Like it's something we talk about at the Lincoln Project on a pretty regular basis. Like, how do you deal with that? I know campaigns are talking about it. I think one of the things, that's fascinating just from a parent perspective, right? Mm-hmm. Like I was at Open, my daughter's a freshman in high school, so they had a thing where we went and met with all the teachers. And with the English teachers, you know, they literally were raising no using ChatGPT.
Really?
They can use it for research, but they can't have anything that's been edited by ChatGPT.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, it's the real deal. Kevin McCarthy is real alive and in person in the House. Word is that there will be a vote this afternoon in the House of Representatives. Technically, it's called vacating the chair. Essentially, it's a vote on Kevin McCarthy. And remember, he set this up. This was the deal that Kevin McCarthy made in order to be Speaker,
right,
was to say it only takes one person to call for a vote to vacate the chair. And many people thought when over the weekend that there was a deal reached using many Democratic votes. Remember, there were 91 members of Congress in the House that voted no to keep government going. Only one of those people was a Democrat, and they were part of a House caucus on Ukraine. The 90 of 91 no votes, 90 no votes by Republicans, and two of whom were from Wisconsin, Scott Fitzgerald and Tom Tiffany, who literally voted against funding border protection and paying our military tribute.
I mean, I don't know that I'm shocked with Tom Tiffany.
Scott Fitzgerald is a veteran.
I don't understand as much, right? Like, if you told me it was Tiffany and Van Orden,
right,
then I would be like,
or Glenn Grossman.
Yeah, or Glenn Grossman. But honestly, when you're on it, when Glenn Grossman and Derek Van Orden are on the side of, okay, we got to do the right thing, like, right, I don't know what those guys were thinking.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Think Kevin McCarthy is less than Gloria Gaynor. I don't think he's surviving.
Oh, really?
But honestly, you don't need to be Nostradamus to know that this was coming.
Let's check out the text on the YouTube here. From Tony says, how much would Dems have to concede to be closer to moderate Republicans over far-right mega people? Interesting. Trigvy, what say you?
That's a really good question. Here's the thing. It isn't like the Democratic caucus is one monolithic block either. Mm-hmm. Right. So, you know, this is about getting consensus. I'll see people on Twitter on the left who will be like, you know, this was particularly true during the January 6th hearings. You know, Liz Cheney's no hero. She doesn't believe in abortion rights for women, so she's not a defender of democracy. Well, you can have a legitimate discourse on issues, but everybody agree that, like, there's foundational principles of democracy. And, you know, I have 7 rules that I developed working around the world with those fighting for democracy. One of those rules is what I call the Stalin rule. It's not like Churchill and Roosevelt didn't understand that Joseph Stalin was maybe the second worst human being to ever transverse the planet. Mm-hmm. But when you're going up against Adolf Hitler, the worst human being to ever cross the planet, you're all on the same side until you aren't, right? So I don't know what that coalition looks like. I mean, I think it depends on, you know, it depends on what is a consensus speaker. I think it would have to be a Republican or former Republican. It probably isn't Liz Cheney, as Steve pointed out on the line. But could it be somebody like Fred Upton? And you notice I said both. You know, right, there was a lot of talk that Fred Upton was being prepared just in case.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Back when McCarthy, if he couldn't get there. So
that's really interesting. Yes, from the text line, remember you can text us by downloading the Civic Media app. Simply go to your app store on iPhone or Android, download the Civic Media app. There is a button to text us and also to call us. You can call in 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y. Off the text line, as Trigvy said.
It's really easy to do. I did it myself, Don.
Did you really?
Well, yeah, look at that. On Apple.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even have to ask my daughter.
So, yeah, so Steve from Milwaukee says, you know, to Trigvy's point, probably not going to be Liz Cheney. Also, Matt from Germantown says, I don't think he, meaning McCarthy, will survive. My worry is who will replace him. Also from Steve Milwaukee, Gates won't tell the public what backdoor deals they made to get that 15th round vote. They just want to cut needed programs to hurt American people. I want to focus on, and I know you don't have a crystal ball, but kind of your sense from working out in D.C., still talking to Republicans, who might be a legitimate candidate to get elected to replace McCarthy?
I don't know that there's an answer to that.
It's really, you really think it's that up in the air?
Yeah, I do. I mean, because the margins are so small, and short of, like, you want to believe that there are, you know, there's 435 members of the House. So you need 218 to elect a speaker. You would like to think that there are 218 people in the U.S. House of Representatives who are willing to put democracy and America ahead of partisanship.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there will be people on the left who will be like, well, you're just doing same asism or whatever. The, I forget word. I got a bunch of it on Twitter today about something. I'm not. You would think that there would be 230 or 218 who would say we can come up with somebody.
Right.
Whether they can do that or not, I really don't know. And that's a sad indictment of all of us. It's an indictment of lots of things. But that's a sad moment for our generation of Americans that we're struggling this badly with this.
I don't mean to put you on the spot. I don't know the answer to this. Perhaps you do, or perhaps someone else does. Can the vote to vacate the chair come first, and that passes to mean that Kevin McCarthy is no longer speaker? And then if they can't elect a speaker, how do you run the House?
You don't, because without a speaker, you don't have a, you don't. You don't have a chair.
and to your
No, I did call, I called some, I've actually called a few people, including a mutual friend of ours who spent years on the Hill. She did not know the answer. I called two other people. And I have a message out to somebody who used to be the chief of staff to an old speaker. No one can seem to answer the question, what happens to the rules package? Because the process is normally, so the House, unlike the Senate has rules that pre-exist because people are elected for six-year terms. And so you have other members of the Senate who are not up for re-election. So the Senate has a set of rules that evolve over time. The House, every 2 years, reconstitutes itself. The first step in constituting itself constitutionally is the election of a speaker. Then they pass a package of rules. I don't know if you vacate the chair. I assume the rules stay in place. So, but you still can't conduct business because until you elect somebody to chair, because there's no one to chair it. Typically, it's the rules package, quite frankly, that is where the consternation and the fight happens. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is a mess.
It's a total mess. It's an absolute total mess.
It's embarrassingly so.
Yeah. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. If you'd like to ask Trigvy a question or talk with us a bit, 844-967-2789. Let's go down to Stoughton. CJ in Stoughton, what say you?
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call, Todd. I guess both of you being former Republicans, and one of you just spoke that you have a daughter. At what point is $100,000 for every man, woman, and baby, the government, right now, the minute they're born, enough? And Matt Gaetz' issues, I'm not thrilled with them, but McCarthy made promises about appropriation bills for the January 6th debt ceiling deal. They passed four. The Senate and Schumer and the president have done none. But our debt is going to eat us alive. And that's your children's debt. So being former Republicans, I don't believe you can stand there and not somewhat defend the Republicans trying to address our debt issues.
I see. And appreciate the call. Thank you so very much, CJ and Stoughton. Trigvy, what say you?
Well, a couple of things. I don't know how much CJ during the previous administration was talking about debt and the deficit. I think, you know, that would be point number one, because the deficit grew substantially during the last administration. And quite frankly, you know,
$7 trillion.
$7 trillion. Yep. More than in any other administration. So that's number one. Number two, do I think that the debt is a problem? Yes, I do think the debt is a problem. Part of the problem is we have to make a decision as a country whether we're going to, I mean, it's a foundational decision, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we either have to provide more resources or spend less or a combination of both. Mm-hmm. And I would say that there are lots of things that government probably should, that they spend money on that they shouldn't. But it also is true when you have conversations with most people. I mean, the average American believes that 25% of the budget goes to foreign aid. Right. It's literally 0.25%, a quarter of a percent. Yeah. So, you know, I just think I think the debt and what's being left for my kids, am I concerned about that? Yes. But I'll tell you what I'm also more concerned about, CJ, is the kind of America that we're leaving for them. And I've had the opportunity to live around the world. I've had the opportunity to go and work with a lot of people who don't have democracies or democracies that have failed or who have had autocratic regimes. I worry far more about the world that my daughters will be in if American democracy fails than I do about the national debt in this moment.
I know Liz Cheney brought her up earlier, former member of Congress, of course, lost her primary in Wyoming after voting in favor of the Trump impeachment and being on the January 6th committee. But Liz Cheney over the weekend tweeted out and saying, you know, remember what happened with Chamberlain, you know, when mm-hmm. he tried appeasement, you know, a couple of months later or whatever it was, World War II broke out. And so this appeasement, whether it's in Ukraine or whether it's appeasing right-wing forces here in our own country.
Or left-wing ones.
Or
which
sure,
is not
sure,
happening
sure,
nearly as much.
Sure. But it doesn't work. No. It just doesn't work. And as far as the debt, and I just think it's rich when again, you and I were coming up through the Republican Party, right. You know, my former boss, Scott Klug in the 90s, used to have a debt clock and, you know, it would talk about this everywhere. And it was under Bill Clinton that we finally, just before George W. Bush took over, that Republicans in Congress and Clinton were able to pretty much erase the debt. That was like 2001, 2000 was the last time that there was no debt in America. And it was Republicans, by and large, after that.
That was only a balanced budget.
Or a balanced budget,
national debt has been there for a long time.
Yeah.
Here's the thing is that, you know, I bet if we asked CJ, it's unfortunate that we cut him off before, but here's the thing. If you were to ask CJ about cutting taxes, he would say, well, he'd probably pull a Scott Walker. Right? Scott Walker, talk about somebody who either is ill-informed or likes to play people for fools or both. You know, he'll always say, well, Reagan taught us if you cut taxes, you raise revenue. Mm-hmm. He's talking about the Lafler curve. Now, I know that he couldn't get through his language class at Marquette. Doesn't appear that he got through many economics classes either. Because what the Lafler curve is talking about is where marginal effective tax rates are. And so it's this incessant, we're going to have Jeff Bezos pay nothing.
Back with more of your comments and more trivials on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies today with a chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 78. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Slight chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 55. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Highs level off around 71. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Bell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's Tuesday, October 3rd, 2023, 10 now before the hour of 2 o'clock. Mr. Summers on the board, and Mr. Olson, Tringview Olson, to my left here in the studio live. Great to have you with us here, Tringview, back in Wisconsin. You came back my favorite time of the year, but it feels like July 4th out there.
It does feel like July 4th out there. A little warm. Every time I come back here, I get from my daughters a list of badger garb that they want to. Yeah, it's true.
We're going to talk next hour. Badgers, get your take on this quick. It's not so much the Badgers, it's the Big Ten Network. And of course, former Commissioner Warren is now running the Chicago Bears. So that should tell you something about this deal right here.
Right.
But the Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team just released their schedule and TV and whatnot for the season. Five of the biggest games in Wisconsin's men's basketball schedule are only on Peacock, the streaming network. Mm. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I have Peacock because my kids. I forget what the show is. My kids go and sign. Yeah.
Really?
Sign, yeah.
A lot of people don't have that.
Kind of becomes a point of contention because I told them we had to get rid of either, I don't even know, was it?
There's so many.
It was either Hulu or Netflix, right? But we couldn't have both.
You got your Netflix, your Hulu, your Paramount Plus, your Peacock. I mean,
right, but then you know what happened is, so I got rid of Hulu for a month. But then I didn't have any live TV, I ended up with both of them back because...
Wouldn't it be great if there was like a service where everything was all bundled together and you just paid one price? Oh, geez, cable, I guess.
Right, exactly.
Weird and, you how know, it works.
Well, and honestly, for me personally, mm-hmm. Ever since, I don't know, Game of Thrones and Billions kind of bit the dust,
right.
The only streaming app or thing that I watch other than the news is my Sunday ticket. And the
Packers. Really? Yeah, the Packers. Yeah. Well, here's the good news, though. For all you Badger fans out there, we'll talk about this more in hour two. You can listen to the Badgers right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, and we're able to stream them. So if you don't live in Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin Rapids, or Amory, where over the air the games are available, just download the Civic Media app and click on WRCE in Richland Center. You can listen to Matt LePay and Mark Towser for football this Saturday, and also Matt LePay and Brian Butch on basketball, and you can hear all the games for free.
See, that's why downloading the Civic Media app is good.
Exactly.
And you know, if they want to be on network TV all the time, right. All you have to have is one of the players start dating Taylor Swift and they'll be on network nonstop.
Did you watch any of that Jets game?
Did I watch any of it? It's the first time other than a Green Bay Packer game that my daughters came to me and said, "Dad, can we watch? You want to watch a football game with us?" Literally, they did.
And I thought the juxtaposition between Kelsey's booth with Taylor Swift in it, packed to the gills, and then juxtaposed to Aaron Rodgers sitting all by himself with 20 empty seats around him.
Yeah. He could have been an Eric Carmen video all by myself. Yeah, honestly. But it's Taylor Swift's world, and we're all just living in it.
Exactly. Let's go to the, by the way, if you want to call in on something political,
or
Taylor Swift.
The house.
Would that be, now see if the GOP wants to up their numbers, elect Taylor Swift speaker.
Right.
If you want to join us.
Well, if they do that, then people will pay attention to the things they say, and we don't want that.
Yes,
and the MAGA are attacking Taylor Swift.
Are they really?
Of course.
Oh, God, that got my 14-year-old.
Really?
Oh, she was
that,
so mad.
That could be it right there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, forget about women's rights or
she's
abortion.
She's out registering
or
voters. Did you know that? Like,
yes, like 34,000 she got registered.
Yeah, every concert she's been. Yeah, it's crazy. She's a force of nature. Honestly, like my daughters, they go to war for Taylor Swift.
Right? That is not smart, attacking Taylor Swift Republicans. No. I wonder if Scott Walker listens to Taylor Swift.
Well, we can go back to his Twitter feed. He had a bunch of opinions on music.
Did he really?
And I think it was he was mad because Huey Lewis in the News wasn't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It was something like that. I was just like, give me a break, dude.
That's fantastic.
Yes, it was.
Well, let's go to the YouTube channel there, Mr. Zommers. I had a call there or a comment from Tony. Says, do you agree with John Huntsman from 2012 that the percentage of Republicans to our GDP, GDP to debt is more important than the actual amount of debt? It's a long answer.
Do I believe that the percent? Yeah, I think honestly, like, you know, because you're going to have to account for inflation in it. I'm not a big Dick Cheney guy. We don't worry about the national debt because we can always print more money, right?
Right.
Because it does sort that is, they tried that in Weimar, Germany. It didn't work out so well. And actually, you know, I'll tell you a hyperinflation story. You want to hear a hyperinflation story?
I want to hear it.
All right. So I got sent by McCain to Nigeria because they were going to have their first free elections. This is like 99, right? So I've got this guy, Akeem, he's driving me around. He's my driver.
Yeah.
And he says, we need some gas. So I give him a $100 bill. I'm doing my training. He comes back and he's got this garbage bag. And I'm like, what's that? And he's like, it's your change.
What?
Yep. The
what?
Currency literally. Yeah. Yeah. It was that devalued. And he had gone to get gas. And it was like $40 was an entire garbage bag. And I'm like, you really want me to just carry this around? Like,
that seems a little risky.
I thought I'm going to get killed for a garbage bag with $40 in it.
Right.
Yep. Totally true. Well, yeah, it's crazy in a place with inflation.
We got about 2 minutes left here. Quickly, what do you think of President Joe Biden going to the McCain Center, that speech
it's
down
awesome.
There? I loved it.
Yeah, it's totally awesome.
And the fact that Cindy McCain was there and the fact that he said, look, he made a point to say, we have to work together. You know, he as a Democrat, he went there to celebrate his longtime friend and a longtime Republican.
And they didn't agree on a lot of stuff. They would beat the tar out of each other during the day.
Would they? Yeah.
There was stuff that they agreed on, but they were friends.
Right.
And they had been friends for a long time because the truth of the matter is it really shouldn't be personal.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest issues that we have is everything's personal.
Right.
And it's, oh, I just want to own the other side and say, you know, look how smart I am. And now, you know, I mean, the truth is, again, you know, do I feel sorry for Kevin McCarthy? No. But this is a sad day for American democracy that we are looking like this. And here's the thing. If you care and are really worried about China, China's watching this. Xi and the people in Beijing are watching this.
Putin.
And it's the Republican. Well, they don't. You know, you could argue some of them don't, you know, see Putin as the problem, but they see China as the problem. They are watching this. This is a Republican problem, and they are looking at it, and they're thinking, these people are weak.
Breaking news across CBS News. House Republicans have failed to table Matt Gaetz' resolution to oust House Speaker Kevin McCarthy from the post, making way for Gaetz' effort to evict McCarthy from his post. It is underway.
Well, now it will be the end of Kevin McCarthy, and then we kind of go in the unknown. And again, sad day for democracy.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, Republicans are going to have to own this. Now, I am sure that their answer is going to be, well, all the Democrats voted to get rid of Kevin McCarthy. Republicans own this.
Republicans own it. Trevi Olson, great to have you here, my friend. Enjoy your time back in Wisconsin. We appreciate you so very much. Stay tuned. Going to talk about Badger sports. And also, it's playoff day for the Brewers. All that and more on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Your phone calls as well. This is the Tom Allball Show. And this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.